Hello guys, welcome again to another episode of Emancipated Radio. Today I'm actually struggling quite a bit, and I want to do this podcast about what's going on, just to let everybody know and to actually ask for your support as well. I'm not going to ask you for any money, so don't worry about that, I have plenty of that. Where I need help with is by sharing this. I actually got a permanent ban on Facebook yet again. This is the third time, and it seems like I'm being targeted because I have tried two more times to set up an account, and I keep getting banned just between yesterday and today. So it's crazy. And they asked for my photograph to submit it to make sure that I'm not some sort of I guess robot or something, but they just never get back to me, and you know, the account is lost. The first time I got the boot, I had over 3,600 friends and over 1,200 followers. The second time, about, I guess, close to that same. And this last time, I hadn't even gone back to that. I was at barely 2,300 friends and about 860 followers. And it's just, it's interesting how this happens, because, you know, you get to a point, or at least me, where I'm kind of paranoid to share a lot of information with some people. And you know, I start wondering who's targeting and what for. So it's, I just opened another account, and under the same name. So let's see how long this one lasts. This time around, I actually started with a VPN. I went ahead and purchased that. And I'm gonna write an article about the entire experience with VPN later on. So far, it seems like it's lasted for over a couple of hours without being banned. So I guess that's a good record, because it was lasting like 15-30 minutes, and I will be getting the boot. So it's I've noticed, and this is not just, you know, my imagination or some sort of morbid wishful thinking, like, I've noticed that there's a lot of I guess preference for other kinds of media that don't show truthful statements, you know, as they call it, the fake news situation. And there's a lot of, I don't know, what would that be, prohibition or just hiding or not allowing real freedom of speech taking place for a lot of libertarian and anarchist leaning news outlets. And, you know, not necessarily my page in general, Emancipated Human, because it's still up and running, but my actual account. And I've noticed that there's a lot of people that are being silenced. So I am here, not letting go, and I'm continuing to push forward, because I think that what we're fighting for is worth fighting for. And, you know, like, going back to the beginning, back to the basics, and I would like to share this with you too. Part of the reason why I'm doing this form of activism is because, I mean, I love myself, I love humanity, I love people around me, I love my kids, and I want to leave the world a better place. The awakening actually happened after a specific ayahuasca ceremony, where I saw, you know, myself with my hands tied up, and, you know, my kids asking me, why didn't you do something while you had the chance? That image is not going to leave my mind. You know, it's some sort of a dystopian dream, bad trip. And ever since then, I do everything that's in my reach, within my reach, to be able to make the world a better place, so they can have a better world, so your kids can have a better world, and their kids too. So it's not just about me and you guys, it's about future generations. And I think it's important to be able to plant trees, even though we won't be enjoying their shade. That's I think a noble thing to do, and that's why I ask for your support. I ask you to share this far and wide. So this is not I'm not making it up. I'm not just trying to get some sort of pity or fake support. Like, this shit's happening and it is pretty real. I mean, I was thinking about talking, this week about pollution and how it could be fixed and arranged and managed in a voluntary society. And I wanted to focus on that, and I'll focus on that next week. But today I want to, after what's been happening, to really bring to the table the idea that freedom of speech is very limited, and it's mainly for the puppets of the status quo. And to me, the way I see it is they're afraid. They see us powerful, they see us growing, they see us pretty strong, and they are terrified because they know that we are bigger in number and we can take freedom and we can do great things and we can bring back spontaneous order, which has been here before, and we can be able to unite ourselves and deem the powers that were completely unnecessary. And in my perspective, that's where we're headed. That's the route that we're taking, especially with voluntarism, because it's such a great philosophy that, if it requires force, then it's probably not a good idea. And that's what we're trying to not just align ourselves with, but even beyond that, like being able to explain people how it works and why it's superior at all levels and why it's organic and it's sustainable. And as I was speaking in my Anarchapulco presentation, it has many faces. It's like a diamond. Voluntarism, it has a lot of things, a lot of angles that we can go about, from peaceful parenting to the free market to non-violent communication, and I mean just all sorts of wonderful angles that we can take this from. And it's so exciting because this means that you don't have to be in a specific part of the country or a specific part of the free market to, like, it's not just for a specific kind of people. Anybody and everybody can do this. And that's the message that I also want to bring, that everybody's able to contribute to the beauty of laissez-faire, the free market. It's not just for a few. And that's what the powers that were want, because they are unable to really produce and to serve one another, humankind, except for themselves. In another episode, I will probably, not probably, I want to talk about more deeply into how this comes to be within the, I guess, aberrations of psychology with individuals, how they get there, and some possibilities on how to get out of that wave of thinking, because just as easy as we can get in, we can get out. It takes work, it takes time, but it is possible. So that's another reason why I don't believe in just going and killing them. And like, I think that peaceful interactions through dialogue can happen and can make a lot of healing and can help us learn a great deal. It's not just about violently taking over and throwing people out of helicopters and bringing, a forced market into existence. Now, that's not the way it works, because then we would be using the tools of the oppressor, and then we become what we're fighting against. And when I say fighting against, I say tongue in cheek, because I don't think that's fully accurate. It's we're trying to bring about a peaceful society, and we don't do that through violence. We do that through understanding. We do that through love. We do that through hearing one another. It's something pretty important to understand that the moment we feel heard, we begin to heal. And I will leave you with that today. I'm super appreciative for you to listen to Emancipated Radio. And again, just pushing back, I am here and I'm here to stay, and I really appreciate your support. Please share this far and wide, and I hope that you can friend me on Facebook. I hope that while I'm here in the studio recording this, I didn't get the boot again. So Luis Fernando Mises on Facebook, find me, friend me, and walk with me to bring about a voluntary society. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.